part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Days of heavy rains have caused widespread flooding and damage in the Midwest. Residents may have to evacuate after a dam breached in Minnesota. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
Minnesotans are tough and our communities are strong, and we will get through this together.
People who live in Ruidoso, New Mexico are starting to return home today to see what's left of their neighborhoods as firefighters continue battling two deadly wildfires there.
Smoke. There's still smoke coming off the ridges.
And you can smell it.
You can smell the smoke big time.
This as extreme heat continues for a second week across the country. And the Supreme Court will weigh in on a major dispute on gender-affirming care for minors next term. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The parents here are saying, you're taking away my fundamental right to help direct the medical care of my children.
Federal appeals courts have been split on whether these laws are constitutional. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found on an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. Voters tell polls they're more concerned about crime in the economy than abortion, but Democratic Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says voters still prefer candidates who'd protect reproductive rights.
And so while the first thing out of his mouth was about the economy, he was actually voting for his daughters. And I think that's, you know, we're hearing more and more when you actually have these more detailed conversations.
Today is the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a Veterans Expo and PACT Act event this week in Wisconsin Rapids. You can join VA Medical Center and Wood County Veterans Service Office staff on Wednesday, June 26th. They'll be at Crossview Church from 9 to 2, providing resources for the veteran community. Crossview Church is located at 1000 East Riverview Expressway. That same day, there's a Veterans Town Hall meeting from 11 to noon. For more information, you can contact Amanda Batchko at 608-372-3971, extension 64201. Don't illegally harvest cicadas from state park properties. The DNR is warning people that capturing and removing animals, including insects, from state park properties is prohibited by law. DNR park staff and wardens will first try to educate people on cicadas in state parks, but wardens may take enforcement action in response to violations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip. 7 games in 7 days. Losing 4, but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher, Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, he shut us down pretty well. So I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so it gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other.
Football last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet yet confident and soft-spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy with sports on Mike Clemens.
Bright blue skies and highs in the mid-80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 82 degrees.
Welcome everyone to WFHR's Playmakers. We're live and direct, baby. New time slot and everything. Got Seth and James here with you to take you into the first initial hour of a long, fun week with us at Playmakers.
That's right.
We want to start things off the right way, not only taking your calls, but sending a big shout-out to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Visit the gang at Quality Plus Printing with all your printing needs. Yeah. And a big thank you to them for not only giving us the hour, but they got more bang for the buck
they
now.
They certainly did.
Because if you haven't heard, baby, we are here five to six, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday going forward.
Yes.
That is how it's going to be. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to hanging out with you in this time slot and what we can do with it. We're going to be able to talk to players, athletes, coaches, the guy on the side of the street, whoever we can find in this time slot. And not only this, but obviously, more importantly, up-to-date information of what's mm-hmm. going on at the field, at the ballpark, all this stuff. We're mm-hmm. looking forward to it. We're going to have a fun week this week. I do want to remind the audience to pace themselves. We're used to having to cram a week worth of sports into 1 hour. We don't got to do that anymore.
Well, you know what this means, James? We're going to have to talk about Canadian football.
It's finally time.
It's finally time to get some Canadian football.
And let me tell you, Derry, a kick return, not what you thought it was. 110 yards, Derry. Huh? That's a longer one.
They only get three downs, too, by the way, I found out.
That's messed up.
They don't get four. They only get three downs.
That's messed up. You need a down to throw it away. You need a down that you can do nothing with.
But you can score points on punts, too. So, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
I'm telling you.
But it had me as quick as it lost me. I learned this information from Seth this morning.
Yeah, that's
that you
right.
Could score points in that. And immediately I was like, oh, cool. And then you said it was 1 point.
It's just a call. It's called a single. Yeah.
I don't know why, but that bothers me. A PAT has no. I'm completely okay with a PAT. But for some reason, that 1 point bothers me. I don't know why.
So it's kind of weird. Now, if I have this correct, I might be wrong. Okay. So if they punt the ball into the end zone and there's no return, now the team that receives it can choose to go to the 35-yard line, but they got to give the other team a point to do that. I think. I might be wrong on that one. Okay. But there's a decision in there.
Well, we got 3 days to figure it out. We got
we do. Now, because all the CFL fans out there can call up and tell us.
We're here for you. Yeah. Along with, of course, our Rafter and River King fans.
That's right.
We're looking forward to all of that. We will talk about some Rafters in just a little bit. We'll certainly be talking River Kings as well at 5:30. It's the fourth period, everybody. Coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, going to join us. Give us an update of how things are going in the offseason here. Looking forward to that. Plenty of other things got to cover. I got a little Olympic coverage for us involving some really fun stuff and a local thing going on for our.
It's nice that we've got extra time because, you know, with the Olympics coming up, we're really going to need it, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fill with all the esoteric sports.
There's so many sports. And there's sports. You know, one of our playmakers coming up will actually be featuring. Is this an Olympic sport or not? You get to call up at
it's
no
gonna
way.
It's going to be a quiz, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because you would be surprised by some of the things that we're going to be chanting USA over this year.
I love it.
And, of course, we'll get into some other fun stuff. This is your show, everybody. That hasn't changed. You call up. If Seth and I are talking Canadian football and you want to talk Brewers, call up. We'll talk Brewers. Mm-hmm. It's your show. You direct it. You produce it. I will say that I had a friend of mine in Miami telling me, man, you're starting a sports show, extra hours and all that, this time of year. What are you, crazy? And I said to him, two words, Game 7.
Yeah.
The best words in sports. Game 7.
Perfect time to start.
We get to kick this show off on not just your everyday Game 7.
No.
Not just a normal Game 7 in hockey. Not that there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But where both teams battle back and forth all series and no clear winner or anything like that. Not even a normal Game 3, a Game 7 where you have a one-sided series.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a one-sided series. It's just gone both directions.
Right.
The first three, Florida side. The last three, Edmonton side.
It's at extremes, yeah.
You have the opportunity. One thing going into this whole entire playoffs, and really into the last handful of seasons, mm-hmm. is Connor McDavid, who is the Michael Jordan of the NHL right now. He is the biggest, best player on the ice.
Yeah.
He is like you said to a person in the 90s, you don't know basketball, you watch Michael Jordan, you know, oh, that's the best player on the court.
Right.
That's the guy. You don't know anything about hockey. You don't even know how to spell hockey. Mm-hmm. You watch Connor McDavid on the ice and you instantly realize that's greatness. That's amazing. So last three, four seasons, we're going into it. Is Connor going to win the Stanley Cup? Is he going to win the Cup? Going to win the Cup. Comes into the series. He's finally in the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to see what happens here. Goes down 0-3. Oh, wow. This is the legacy is set. Connor McDavid can't win the big one and everything. Then they rattle off three more. And now you would think they're playing with house money. which they pretty much are.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happens, if they lose this game tonight, you can still say as an Edmonton fan, well, they put up a good fight. They brought it as close as you could get it. Yep. All these
things. We'll get them next year. Yeah, right.
That's as a team. But as an athlete for Connor McDavid, and really for all these guys, but specifically Connor McDavid, it's not just a hockey history and being the first team since 1942 to come back from 03. It's not just sports history where you're talking about only one other team to do something like, only a couple teams in our lifetimes to do something like this.
In any sport, yeah.
In any sport, and certainly at this level. Where you haven't seen this NBA, Golden State lost a 3-1 series to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So a little close, but still Cleveland
had a
game.
Not quite, yeah.
But what you have here is hockey immortality.
Mm.
If Connor McDavid goes the rest of his career, he wins tonight. He never wins another one.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You came back from that.
Yes.
You did that. In some sports, in some sports pubs, that's worth 2 Stanley Cups. That gives him already. He's going to have 2 tonight if he wins. Now that's the thing about this excitement of this. Mm-hmm. If you're Florida, you are playing against that.
Oof.
Florida has had to fight for hockey respect for a long time, and I happen to know a handful of people in that fan base and that are diehard hockey fans. But they have to prove themselves all the time because they grew up somewhere where it's full. Yeah,
yeah, right.
But really, when you look at it, Florida hockey has been owned by Southern Florida the last handful of years with Tampa Bay and now Florida and the last 2 Cups. The last thing you can afford to do is be the Atlanta Falcons. Is be the team of the joke team.
Right.
The team that no matter what, no matter how good you are, no matter even if you win a cup next year, people will not forget you losing 0-3. The Yankees are arguably the most winning franchise in our lifetimes.
Yep.
And what is one of the first thoughts? What is one of the first thoughts you have of the Yankees?
You still think about the 2004 ALCS.
Same. Yep. Like, I don't think about Derek Jeter. I don't think about all these guys. If I think about winning, I think about old Yankees.
Right.
I think about them losing.
Right.
It's crazy. They even won after that. And
right.
It's crazy. What's not crazy are callers, only sometimes. Let's go ahead and catch up with them. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
How'd you know it was me?
I didn't know who it was. I didn't get to look at the ID. Hey, good to have you with us, man. How you doing?
Oh, now that work is done, it's not too bad.
Yeah, right on.
That's good.
Right
on. All right, see?
I was hoping this time slot would work for you, to be honest with you. I really was. That's great. It's good. I don't know what's on your – I want to get to whatever's on your mind, but I do have to ask right away, what are you rooting for tonight? Because I'm guessing that you don't really have a dog in the race necessarily, whether it's Florida or Edmonton. What are you looking for as a sports fan tonight, Kevin?
I'm trying to figure out what I want to watch.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Because you have the College World Series final game tonight between Texas A&M and Tennessee.
Mm.
And then you have this game between Florida and the Edmonton Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a tough time trying to figure out if I'm going to have to, you know, watch one on TV and the other one on my phone, or...
yeah.
You need multiple screens for this one.
I get that. I hope that you also understand, in my house, I would be disowned if I had that thought, let alone if I said it out loud. I would be completely disowned, out of the will, everything. I wish I was kidding. I'm not even exaggerating, you guys. I'm not. I get that, though. The College World Series, Baseball World Series has been very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing is, I kind of have a dog in that one a little bit because for 2 years, we actually hosted 2 guys from A&M.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So I'm kind of got a dog in the race there, and actually the family, one of the families that, once you have those families, your families for life, those guys are actually sitting there, you know, in Omaha watching this game, you know, for A&M. So, yeah, I mean, between both games, I mean,
I'll
be probably flipping back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the excitement.
That's what I was going to say, yes. Wherever which direction the drama goes, I would flip to the big screen with that game. Yeah, definitely. And I've done this. I don't know how many guys do this. I do this all the time, especially with everything being on your phone nowadays. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep up to date on a lot of that stuff that way.
You know, I might want, you know, obviously I'm going to keep track, watch the scores and stuff like that. And I mean, if the hockey game, like especially in the third period and they're 1-1, I mean, obviously the third period I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
You know, and that was one of the questions that we were talking about at work today, that, you know, because there, you know, the Stevens Point area, obviously, there's hockey, you know, in everybody's blood there, that if Edmonton comes out and punches Florida in the mouth and scores two goals or one goal, and it's 1-0 at the end of the first period, I mean, you know, you always hear, you know, you're the coach from the River Kings, you go into the second period, you're 0-0 still, you know.
Oh,
but anything can happen in hockey, you know.
Right. The most dangerous thing in sports is in hockey a 2-1 lead.
Yeah.
That's the most.
Or even a 2-0 lead.
A 2-0 lead is really, is, I believe, where the phrase goes is 2-0 lead. Thank you, Seth. I just watched, like, about an hour before I came into work today, just for the heck of it, on this day, the Blackhawks won their Stanley Cup against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And how they did it in that game. They were losing. They were up, I think, 2 or 3-1 or something like that. Boston's coming back in the series. They have all the momentum, every bit of momentum in that series shifted to Boston, and every Chicago fan was panicking about it. And in 17 seconds, they score. Bickle, I believe, scores a goal. Taze tees one up to him. Bickle scores. They tie it up. Like 10 seconds later, not even, Boston breaks down defensively, and Taze, another great assist, and boom, they score, and they end up holding on for that lead and win their third Stanley Cup.
Right.
Like, it's just incredible how quickly this game changes. And I will say, if you're rooting for Florida or you're rooting for the drama, and it is 2 or 3-0 even going into the third period, that's almost where Florida wants you. It's as insane as it is to sound, this team has been preparing for this moment all season. Florida approached things differently a couple of years ago in their organization. They were the highest scoring team. They were the President's Trophy winners, et cetera, et cetera. They go out in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They do something that you just almost never see a franchise do, and almost every franchise should do. We're changing everything. We're flipping the script. We've been nothing but a scoring team, a fast team. We're going to play playoff hockey in the regular season. And a lot of people thought that was insane. They traded their most coveted player, Jonathan Huberdeau. They one of the most loved players in that franchise's history. I believe their all-time scorer even, or maybe Pavel Bure. They trade him, and they get this guy, Matthew Tkachuk, who's a pretty good player, but I don't know if he's necessarily on that level. And they go to the Stanley Cup. And they don't win it, but all of a sudden it's proven immediately, oh, this works.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're seeing in this last season, you saw a lot of teams preparing to try to do that for going forward now. And then you see Florida do something unheard of, get back to the Stanley Cup, just so difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Tkachuk being one of the team captains of that team. So this Florida team, they're down whatever it is outside of a double-digit goal amount in the third period. I really feel like that's when things might get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, on the other side of that, even if Florida has a lead, you've still got number 1 and number 2 of the greatest players in hockey right now on your front line.
Mm-hmm.
Going into a third period, playing for hockey immortality. It's not just a Stanley Cup, which is already immortality as itself. You do this, and forgive me for the terminology, but there isn't a big enough word. You become a god in hockey. and that means something in this sport.
But, you know, Connor McDavid, I mean, obviously he's going to be going for a second heart trophy, you know, and it would actually be his third in what, 3 years or whatever, or 2 years. But I mean someone brought it up also today that if Montreal or Edmonton can get up, they're much faster than what Florida is, and it's kind of, you're starting to see it a little bit more too. And later on, as this goes, it almost, like the FB said, it almost looks like Florida's getting tired, you know, and their power play is not doing well. Their defense is, I mean, not well at all. And, you know, they only gave up 4 goals in 3 games to Edmonton in the first 3 games, and now they've given up, what, 13 or 14 in the last 3?
It's something you don't normally see. Usually a hot goalie you can ride through the whole playoffs. Mm-hmm. You don't normally see a great hot goalie get rattled. And you don't see a goalie come into the Stanley Cup Finals who hasn't had a great playoffs all of a sudden become unhittable, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's happened with Bobrovsky and Skinner.
Skinner, yeah.
Where Skinner has become that now. And now they're looking at him that way. I don't think Skinner has changed. I think what you're saying, Kev, is the point here, that Florida playing that playoff-style hockey, you got to be George Foreman. You got to knock them out in the first couple rounds. You got to take them out early because if you don't, that your endurance isn't the same as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And by the eighth round, Ali's dancing over you. Right. That's what could happen here. And honestly, that's not a bad metaphor when you consider the athletes we're talking about here and the what's on the line here legacy wise. If Connor McDavid goes, if this is as close as he ever gets to a cup. It's only the storyline right now, and even over the next year or two, is going to be wonderful for him, I think, no matter what. Mm-hmm. But if he goes his career without one, it is always going to be, oh, we got so close. Oh, we got so close. It's almost harder this way than even getting the Stanley Cup and not winning. Like, at the very least, then you could say my team didn't get me there, except not that he would say that, but you know, the fan base can.
Yeah.
It is a wild, God, game seven, baby. Kevin, I did want to ask you one quick question. For those that didn't hear the news, the Green Bay Packers chief operating officer and general counselor, Ed Policy, is going to take over as the team's president and CEO next year following the retirement of Mark Murphy. Why did you turn down that opportunity? Kevin, why did you turn that down? I would think that you would want that job. I would think for sure. I was surprised by the news.
I won't be able to have these times with you.
Ah, good point. good point.
And you wouldn't want to miss this.
Yeah.
It is a Policy taking this job. Carmen Policy, so famously of the Niners and everything. I think that might even be news for some Packer fans out there that didn't know that he was in this position. It just feels good. It's got to feel good. I mean, the rich getting richer here.
Well, I mean, it's nice to know. I kind of listen to some of the other talking heads, and obviously they wanted to get this out there. I mean, not a lot of people were shocked that he got the jet position because, I mean, he's been with the organization for like the last 6 years, I believe, and everybody knew that this was going to happen. It just obviously it was just going to be, the formality. You got to interview everybody and everything that and. Now that they got this cleared, now maybe they can just basically work on getting that contract for Love and just kind of concentrate on the season now. So now this is, we know who's going to replace Murphy and go forward on it now.
It's almost as much as it's needed and understood, it's almost the one hiccup now in the NFL season that there's too much time in between the Super Bowl and the first regular preseason game even, because you have nothing but time to talk and time to think. And normally, I don't think that this would be that big of a deal in Jordan Love and his contract. And this is the first time I believe we're talking about this on this show. I know that it's made the rounds quite a bit in other talk shows, but I purposely have stayed away from it because I feel it's much to do about nothing. Jordan Love is no malcontent. Jordan Love does not, at least he has not come across as one. He hasn't come across as a bad kid or any of these things. He seems very happy in Green Bay. Seems to really appreciate the organization and want to stay there. And the organization has made it very clear they want him around. If you listen to Mike Greenberg for 5 seconds, he should have already been signed to the biggest contract in sports history. Everybody, and I'm using him as an example, but everybody at the ESPN network is in love with this kid and is ready to anoint him, and he is ready to be anointed. So this thing is just a matter of time.
Right.
But the longer it takes, the more you have people a chance to worry, a pence to talk about it and think, and it's something that'll get done. I agree with you. I think that it's good, just like the CEO position here, where everybody kind of knew what was going to happen. You announce it, you get it out of the way so you can focus on football. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, let Jordan Love focus on football.
Right.
Us as fans and everything, it's just we need something to talk about.
Right.
For him, I don't know. Only he knows how much he's thinking about this, how much he's sitting there under snap and worrying about tearing an ACL or something like that in practice without a contract. Because how many of us have to do our job? Before I turn these mics on, I don't worry about losing my voice. And if I do, I'm not worried about losing my job. It's an insane thing as an athlete.
Right.
Anytime somebody has a problem with somebody fulfilling their contract or holding out or anything like that, I ask you what you would do in that situation. Because you don't know. I could talk all I want about how important honor and loyalty is to me and everything. If I got to feed my kids, that's where my loyalty is. That's at the end of the day. I don't care if it's my hometown team. Mm-hmm. That's where my loyalty is to my family first and foremost. And I would want that out of every athlete. So I don't have any problem with it. And not that he's gotten to this point, but I mean, athletes, and you know, when this does happen and they do hold out or whatever, it sucks. I'm not saying I enjoy it. In a perfect world, it wouldn't happen. But it's a business.
But it's, I mean, obviously he's not worried about it because he goes to Italy and gets engaged. I mean,
right. Yeah. Although a lot of young people get engaged when they don't really know what their future's going to be. I don't know if it's the best. I'm saying that as one of the people that did that and then got divorced 2 years later. Yes, I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you guys, I mean, obviously, like you said, we haven't really talked about this much. And I mean, we've only got a small sample size of him. I mean, obviously, I mean, the second half of the season, it was a completely different than first of the half. I mean, I've heard for anywhere from 50 to 55,000 a year.
Yeah,
or 55 million. Not yet. I wish it was 55,000.
If they got him for that, they'd be signing him right now.
Yeah. Right.
But you know,
is he worth it?
They do it, and you know. He seems like, you know, he obviously, you know, he's, like I said, we've only got a small sample size of him. And throughout these 4 years that he's been with the team, he seems pretty down to earth, you know. And obviously he's seen all the drama that Rodgers, you know, did and all this. And would it be nice to have a guy that's going to sit there and say, well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be a Tom Brady and not break the bank so that you can build around him? It would be nice to have that type of quarterback. You know, you never know what he's thinking.
Easier for Brady. He had two contracts before that. This is Jordan Love's first chance to make real money.
Right.
And I don't blame him for
life changing money is what he's going to do.
Generation changing, his kids' kids changing. So for that, in that respect, I do think you take the money, you take the offer that you get, you take the of course, but you're always adjustable to changing things up, as we see Patrick Mahomes and other quarterbacks do with their contracts, where they'll move them. Some money around or whatever so they can get that free agent in and everything. You've certainly got to have wiggle room to do that, and Jordan Love again seems like he's the type to do that. But you brought up a name that I again was trying to see how long we could go without bringing up on in the season, in Rodgers. And if you ask me, you've got enough evidence to where it's not as if it's a must. Because you have to show that you took this investment in this young man, that you did all of this for this kid, and that it was the right call. And signing him to this contract is proving that to everybody, regardless of what happens to Jordan Love going forward. I don't think it would be as important as it would be next year. Next year, I don't think it would matter as much. This year, this is a sign to everybody that we made the right call. We bet on the right horse here. We got the right thing. We got this right. And as you see Aaron do whatever he does in New York, which I don't think is going to be a lot, and you can go ahead and replay this later if the Jets win the Super Bowl or something like that, but I just don't see that happening.
Jets win the Super Bowl? What are you
talking about? Go ahead and take those Vegas odds. I got a bridge in San Francisco. I think that you look at this as a franchise, as a fan base, and when you're seeing him signing that deal, that's what's feeling good about this. Not just that you got the next 10 years at quarterback locked up again, but that you had to make the right call, and you're showing everybody in the NFL that you made the right call. And why this hasn't been done sooner is my only problem. Because every day you wait, another QB signs a contract, and you're going to have to give this kid even more money. That is one thing. If I am going to quibble about anything, I mean, I wouldn't have let Jordan Love leave the room until I got this contract done 2 months ago. At least 2 months ago. Since then, we've seen about 4 or 5 QB deals happen that have done nothing but raise this contract.
Trevor Lawrence. I mean.
Yeah.
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 What?
Meh. Meh.
What?
Nothing but noises.
What?
Nothing. No. Meh.
And but that, if Jordan Love has a season like a lot of people are expecting, I mean. It's going to be huge. This contract we're talking is going to be massive.
And then it becomes, and then the question becomes, if it's not there already, is he worth it? Which I'll answer right away. Yes. Yes. 1,000 times. Yes. CC everything I was just saying,
right.
But also the potential. The potential is too great. They're going to give Dak money. Come on. They're going to give Dak that kind of money, man. And look, Dak Prescott was in this room right now. I would say it to his face. I don't think you're a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I don't think Kirk Cousins is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I think, you know, if I see one of those guys winning a ring, the most likelihood of that is as Jim McMahon role winning his second ring as a backup to Brett Favre.
Right.
That I could see happening. But I can't see those guys winning, leading a team to a championship. I at least, maybe that's a preference I should make. I can't see them leading a team better. But I'll stick to what I said. Yeah, I don't think a team run by them is going to win a Super Bowl.
I mean, Trent Dilfer can win a Super Bowl. I mean, we've seen it happen before.
It's a good point.
I think Brock Purdy can win one too, but it's not going to be necessarily because of Brock Purdy. Yeah.
Now, if you ask me to choose between those three, between Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, which one do I think is a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Even in the brief bit that I've gotten to see him, I have saw more composure in Jordan Love than I have ever in Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has had some comeback wins, but it's not as if when I'm watching him on the field, I think he believes he's going to win. I think he's doing everything he can to win. I think he's trying to win. And I think winning is a matter of preparation, skill, and luck. And I think that a lot of luck has played into Kirk Cousins' career for him to be able to shout at the cameras and everything. talk to me in the final game of the season. I haven't seen him do that. I haven't seen him do it in college. I didn't see him do it in the pros. And I feel the same way about Dak Prescott, who is a good quarterback. Both of them good quarterbacks. I don't know that they're worth that kind of money.
Right.
But Jordan Love, you got the potential.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be kind of curious and see if he does sign for like the 55, you know, a year, where that contract for Dak Prescott goes.
Yeah,
which Jordan Love beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah, look at this,
you know, and so I don't. I mean, is it going to hit the $60 million? I don't think this contract will. And who knows? Maybe they give him a lot of incentive based type backload this contract, you know, so they can keep, you know, because obviously you got Dobbs coming up next year.
So many. It's never ending.
You have these guys coming up that you built around for Jordan Love to have. You got to try to keep these guys around. So, I mean,
you got to make the decision. It's a tough call.
But
yeah.
An Ohtani special. I mean, that's what they need. An Ohtani special.
Yeah. I will say this too, though. With this move, you have the chance to not only knock over Aaron Rodgers and that fan base and showing that what I was saying before, but also you can hurt Dallas. You can hurt Dak. They're going to have to pay Dak more. Sign him first. Make him do it. You know, push him. It's poker. It's poker, basically. Yeah. You're just bluffing and making the other team, you know, raise their bet there. Kev, we appreciate the call. Thank you, man.
You guys have a great night.
You too. We will take a quick break, check in with our partners. Coming up, the fourth period, GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, going to join us. Coming up here on Playmakers, brought to you proudly by Quality Plus Printing.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
bright blue skies and highs in the mid-80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing sponsoring the hour. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, everybody, we are here with you 3 days a week, 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. So pace yourselves. We have to kind of have endurance now.
Stretch.
We have to drag topics out. We have to make sure to pace ourselves. And if there's anything if there's a guy who knows something about pace and everything, it's our good friend, GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, joining us right now. A lot about hockey and pace. A lot about, you know, not spending everything on that first shift, Coach.
good to hear from you guys.
It's good to hear from you, sir. We will get into River Kings talk in a second, but I would be yelled at by my father, by every hockey fan I know, if I didn't have a GM and a head coach on with me on a Game 7 night and not bring up this game. I don't know necessarily. I think we talked a little bit about this, and I want to say Rangers, but I want to put that on you. I don't know that you have a team in the Cup, sir, but I am curious to know, not necessarily who you're rooting for, although I don't mind hearing that. What I want to know is what you're rooting for as a fan. What you would be more exciting for you to watch tonight? Florida winning this thing, Edmonton coming back, McDavid, all the storylines.
Well, I don't have a dog in a fight. I'm an Islanders fan, but
Islanders. I knew it was Islanders. I knew.
What's that?
I knew it was Islanders. I said Rangers, and I was like kicking myself. Yeah, sorry about it. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No worries. Listen, I think it's been a tremendous finals. I think as a fan, you got to really enjoy both sides of it. And being a coach and on one side with the Florida coach, Paul Maurice, going 28 seasons without winning the Cup and being so close, you kind of feel for him. And you're pulling for him. And then on the flip side, you got McDavid, who has done everything but win. And now he's got the train rolling in the right direction. And I think tonight is just going to be unbelievable. It's going to be very exciting. And, I want to see it go down to the wire. and I really – it doesn't matter to me who wins, because I think there's special guys on both sides of that will finally get their rewards. And so I just want to see a good game and see it go right down to the wire.
Couldn't agree more. My dad, like a lot of us, are just going to be sitting there taking it in and enjoying a Game 7 in the, I think, the greatest sport, the greatest Game 7 that can exist is in hockey, and for the greatest and hardest trophy to win in hockey. This is exciting. It's going to be fun. I cannot wait.
I tell you what, I got a side note for you, James. You know Lucas Whitehead, right?
Yeah.
Our captain?
Mm-hmm.
His dad is at the game tonight.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is exciting. That is pretty cool. Let's talk a little bit about the players here, Coach. We're proud and happy to bring some of these guys back. What is the latest news that you've got for us?
Well, we're talking to a lot of guys, obviously, and these next 2-3 weeks, I think we're going to start seeing some more new guys signing. Owen Atkins is coming back. And a lot of these guys and our guys are at main camps right now at the higher level. So we're seeing how they're doing and they're progressing. This is a part of the off season that, you know, what I build for is to give my players opportunities and to set them up at these next level camps. So I'm really waiting to see how they do. And you know, Bryslin and Atkins were at the same camp. Neither one of them made that team. I think very shortly, Lucas Whitehead is being possibly tendered to go to the NCDC. So we might lose him for a little bit. I don't know. There's a lot of, and that's the difficult part about putting a roster together. And also that's what drives me to help players, right? You want to give them a shot because we're pretty good, right? We had a pretty good season. We got a lot of quality players, and they deserve opportunities. And some of them are cashing in on them.
Bryson has a couple more opportunities. Tudich has a couple opportunities coming up, and I know Cooper and Luke Hill and Whitey. So that's really what's going on these days is checking in with the boys and seeing how their camps are going, seeing what's going on, and at the same time trying to recruit some new guys to fill the gaps. You know, we're still two forwards and two D away from filling the roster, providing everybody comes back to us.
I appreciate the insight, Coach. And another thing I've appreciated in your style of coaching is you have certain players that are good at things. You're going to highlight that. You're going to access on that. You're lean on that. It isn't so much, this is the way I coach, and I'm not adjustable. I'm not changing anything. I'm going to just do what I do. You really do have a good way of adjusting, not only period to period, but player to player, and making sure that you're highlighting and taking advantage of all these guys' skill sets. It's got to be a little little frustrating, bluntly, when you don't know necessarily who you're going to have, when you're going to have them. How does that affect your coaching style?
Well, you have to adapt to the team that you have, right? And you're right. So you can't win with 25 Gretzkys.
right.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't. As nice as that would be to try, but
it's pretty cool.
You're looking for different styles of players. Owen Atkins is not Jake Bryson, right? So two totally different styles, but very effective if you use them right.
Mm.
Right. So that's just game management stuff. I mean, you got to feel the pulse of the game and when to put them out, when not to put them out, when can they change momentum in a game? And we know how powerful that is, right? So these are the things that you're looking for. So you're looking for maybe two or three of that and two or three of those. And that's what you're looking for. And now if you lose a Jake Bryson, let's say, to a higher level, well, now I need another goal scorer, right? That's the guy. I got to go find one of those. So, and believe me, it's easier said than done these days. There's so many teams. Now, not only in this league, but in other leagues, it's recruiting has become a bear. Now you're going overseas, and even the guys overseas are have multiple contracts and offers from a lot of different teams, and it's just that's the hard part. It's really in the recruiting part. What we're also looking to do, and I'm waiting to have a conversation with the owner of an NCDC team this week to hopefully become affiliated with them, which in turn will create more opportunities during the season for our players to get called up.
Yeah, yeah. That's
great.
It's a heck of a pipeline to be able to create. That would be amazing for the team.
Well, yeah. It's they invited me to go to their main camp a couple weeks ago. And we had talked about it briefly, and then after the main camp, the owner went away on vacation, and when he's gotten back, he wants to talk this week. So hopefully it's something that they're serious about, because they don't have one and we don't have one. So it'd be a great fit, and it'd be a great opportunity for our guys, and not just the older guys, but anybody. I think that both of us can benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're speaking with GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman. And Coach, before we let you go, I did want to send a shout out to another coach on your staff, Coach Hank, who's going to be playing some hockey in Spain, going to be over there. We want to congratulate him.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're very happy and proud of him. I think he's been working hard to get back in shape, and going over there and solidifying a contract is exciting. It's a great time for him to continue his dream and keep playing, and obviously to see the world. It's an awesome. I wish I had the opportunity to do this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's why when he asked me, what do you think about that? I said, you know what? As a your age, I do it all over again. Absolutely, I do it.
Yeah.
So, he's got back issues that's a little concerning, but if he feels healthy enough that he can do it, then do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really happy for him. Really proud of him, and that's great. We'll be. It's going to have me paying attention to hockey in Spain. Just see how he's doing and everything. It's going to be. We'll be rooting for him. And we'll be rooting for our Kings all off season, all regular season, as you guys build hockey up and down the river. Thank you so much for the time, Coach. We'll catch up again real soon. All right.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Find out more about your Kings at RiverKingsHockey.com, RiverKingsHockey.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things, especially in the offseason. Kings making a lot of signings, a lot of moves going on. Mm-hmm. You can find out about them as they're happening by following them. They do a great job with their Instagram page and that. Keep up to date on your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. We're going to take our final time out of the hour. We're going to waste our final time out. We got 10 minutes. All right, fine, we'll do it. We're going to waste our final time out. because our sponsors are worth it. We're going to go to our sponsors. I got to stop with the sports metaphors. It's not working. I'm putting myself in a hole.
Reel it in.
That's fishing. Fishing reference. We'll be back with more. Playmakers here at WFHR.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday Tangents. Talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the upper 60s. Sunshine's back for tomorrow, warm but not as muggy, and a high in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny and highs in the mid-70s Wednesday. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Got Seth and James here with you. We'll take you to the end of the match, end of the game. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. Seth, you had something you wanted to tease for Friday's show when you'll be in with us.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about something, and I haven't read the article yet, so we really can't get into it right now until I know the gory details. But I found out recently there was a writer, and I got to even look up where the article is from, kind of did a dive into Michael Jordan's Defensive Player of the Year award. And it seems he found a little what they call home cooking going on with the official stats in Chicago.
As a proud Southsider, I refuse to believe the Chicagoans would ever do something unhonorable with voting. Never. Not my city. No. Okay. Yeah. That does add up. Well, I'm looking forward to getting.
Yeah,
into
I think
that
that'll be really interesting to talk about.
Let's take a call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Nah. See, nothing like that on the South Side,
James. Nah. You never take us alive, Cabo. Nah. 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 We'd never do that over there. Nah. Nah. Michael earned it. Nah.
Nice. Don't get me started on that voice. I'll get stuck, and I'll be talking the rest of the day like that.
First off, I love Coach Peckman. I now want to find an NHL game and simulate a game with 25 Wayne Gretzky's.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Just to see if that actually does check out.
That's perfect. What do you got for us today?
Well, I've got a theory, guys, and it starts with the invention of the NIL and the downfall, possibly, of the NCAA, and also the rise of the UFL. Now, hear me out.
Oh.
Tom Brady is signed to Fox. Fox also holds the rights to the UFL. I don't know for how many years, but if the UFL is paying people and the NCAA is now paying people, or they're allowing people or students to get paid, what would stop somebody from bypassing that and going straight to the UFL as a feeder league to the NFL that Tom Brady will eventually take over when Roger Goodell retires?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes. I love where all of the yarn is stretching and going across the wall and connecting dots, and I'm with you for it. I'm with you.
The twist at the end, though, the Tom Brady thing, that was good. I didn't see that one coming.
You need a good twist at the end.
You do need a good twist. Yeah.
You nailed it, man. Yeah. That's great. I
if
want
anything,
this.
It would be a great script.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. A fantastic script.
Hey, James, that would be a great episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're working on that. We're working on that. Now you got me. Now you really got me.
Or the X-Files, if they did any sports things, you know, get the conspiracy side on there, but right?
The only problem would be...
That's actually a good idea.
It would be, but they would just blame it on aliens. Like, at the end, they'd be like, oh, aliens did it.
No,
like,
Tom Brady is an alien.
That is actually... That
would make more
true.
Sense than his career, you know?
That could be... Yeah, if we found out, like, certain athletes were aliens, like, if you found out Shaq was from another planet, you wouldn't be shocked. You'd be like, oh, yeah, right. That makes sense. Yeah, that adds up. Yeah.
We should start the Tom Brady's dead, like the Paul McCartney's dead. Yes. Tom Brady died when he actually tore his, you know, whatever. He's like, oh, his career ending injury. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he comes back and he's better than ever. Wait a minute.
Alien. Yeah.
Alien Tom Brady.
Before we let you go, Matt, I do want to ask, with game 7 tonight, not knowing if you're a hockey fan or not or anything, but what are you, do you have a rooting interest tonight of a team or a storyline that you would like to see?
Not so much. I'm kind of rooting for the Oilers. I don't know why. I would like to see the U.S. continue their 31-year streak.
Yes.
But, I really don't. I know fans on both sides, and really I don't really have a dog in the fight in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Can I leave you with a really kind of not-so-funny joke that you can think about?
Please.
One funny thing that I saw today, I saw that Ole Miss has released their new alternate jerseys this year, and they're all white.
Just
going to let that one hang out.
That was nice. Good job. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
I didn't get it. I didn't get that one.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. We got a couple of minutes left. 715-424-2600. Keep the calls coming. We appreciate you. I did want to talk a little baseball before we wrap up and get out of here. And some important news, if you did not hear. This weekend, the Rafters, who do promotions better than anybody in the Northwoods League, I think, they were going to be bringing a wrestling legend and a Wisconsin legend, Hornswoggle, to Winterfield. That was all planned, set, ready to go. That was not able to happen, so they have rescheduled. Live at Winterfield, Sunday, July 28th, ACW Wisconsin Wrestling, featuring former WWE superstar Hornswoggle.
There you go. Yes. Let's wait just a little bit longer.
Yep. Gates will open at 11:45, bell time at noon. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to see more wrestling matches before baseball games. I want to see more of this. I love
this. Let's mix our sports up. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I love it. And I love that everybody was able to work their schedules around make this happen. These promotions are fun. The athletes love it. The wrestlers like these kind of things, but it's about the fans, and that's what you do for fans. You move things around. You make sure they don't miss this. You just reschedule. Nice job by the Rafters organization with that. And speaking of our Rafters, they're in action tonight. They will be up in Waterloo to take on them. The game will start at 6:20 pregame, so just 20 minutes away from us, from our show. How cool is that?
That is kind of cool.
We're very excited about this one, too.
Yeah.
Rafter's going to be in Green Bay on Tuesday, a 6:20 start time for that one as well. And Wednesday, we're back here at Playmakers. Keep that in mind at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then at 6:20, Rafter's continuing that series in Green Bay.
All right.
When it comes to promotions, as long as we're talking about that, this Thursday, the Rafters will be back in town taking on Final Act Dock Spiders, and its Current Technologies presents Bark in the Park Night.
Hey, bring your dogs.
Bring your four-legged companion to Winterfield for one night only. There will be a dog parade early in the game, so be ready to show off your furry friend. They're going to have, and plus Mid-State free tuition Thursday, top of the third inning. One lucky Mid-State student has a chance to win free tuition.
Isn't that cool?
You can find out more details about that one.
Yeah.
We've gotten to talk to those kids on Midday Magazine, and it's just the look on their, because I usually get to talk to them months later, and they're still just in awe and thanks.
That's
for
amazing.
That. It's pretty cool. Shout out to the Rafters, to Midstate, to everybody that makes that happen. That's going to be fun. Find out more and get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. And keep in mind, if you can't make it to the ballpark, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR, where you can win tickets before we wrap up the show.
Oh, hey.
We're giving away Rafter tickets all week long.
Just keep listening, everybody. We got so many tickets to give away.
Yeah, every episode this week, we are giving away tickets. And as a side note, maybe not a sports, maybe not sports related, but I can make it sports related. How'd you like to be a hero? Half the reason we watch sports is to see our heroes or to see somebody do something heroic.
Yeah.
You could do something heroic right now. The Wisconsin Rapids 2024 Blood Drive is happening, held at the former East Junior High School cafeteria. Yeah, with the construction going on, you're going to enter through the 6th Street. You can go into the park in the 6th Street parking lot, enter in the cafeteria fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. Boom, boom, you're in, you're out, and you are a hero, just like that.
Right.
You don't have to get punished on the ice, getting slammed up against the boards or any of these kind of things. You could be a hero just for donating.
Yep.
You've got until 7 o'clock to do so.
Make sure before you do the touchdown, when you're done, the touchdown motion, that the needle is out of your arm first.
Okay,
so I just want to make sure you're, you know, and then you can do the touchdown thing.
Oh,
okay?
How many times that has happened to me? I want to go and do the Heisman. I want to do the Heisman pose, but I'm doing
but
it with the wrong arm.
Still, you gotta wait, man.
Yeah, if I bent the other arm, it wouldn't be so
cool.
Bad.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be so bad. But Brewers in action tonight, taking on the Rangers in Milwaukee. Good game right there.
Yeah.
On the mound, you got the Brewers ace, Freddie Peralta, bringing his 5-4 record, 4.06 ERA, and 106 strikeouts to against the Rangers, who they got Michael Lorenzen pitching for them. Starting to turn things around, Lorenzen.
Yes, and actually the Rangers in general are looking a little bit better now that Max Scherzer with a great start yesterday. He looked vintage, man.
That was actually kind of cool to see.
It was.
I don't care what team
he's
pitching
argument
for.
He got into with Bruce Bochy about being taken out of the game. That was even better.
That was great.
That's so Max Scherzer.
I'm gonna have a hard time letting that guy go.
Oh man,
that's one of those throwback pitchers.
He's just great.
I don't
around.
Care what the era is. I think Max Scherzer's stats would have been the same.
No matter
when he played, who he played against, I think he would have the same stats. Him and Verlander, I'm going to have a real hard time letting those two go.
I was going to say, do you remember when they were on the same team?
Yeah.
How did that team never win the World Series? How did the Tigers never win the World Series with those two guys?
Should we be making as much fuss about that as the Angels having Trout and Ohtani? Because you can make an argument that those are two very, like, whoa situations.
Right.
It's not just that, okay, you not win a World Series. That's pretty understandable, I would think. But if they were at least competitive, because that Detroit team you're talking about, they also had a Triple Crown winner on it.
Yeah.
Cabrera.
They had Miguel Ordóñez. They had Pudge Rodriguez. The difference between those and the Angels is they actually got to the World Series twice.
There you go.
And they lost, but the Angels never even came close.
Yeah. So, Big point, though. With
something
that,
to be,
yeah,
that's still, very true. They both went elsewhere and won World Series with other teams.
Yeah.
So it's so weird to me that they didn't ever want it when they were with the Tigers.
It really is.
Yeah. A
couple of quick hits for you. Wisconsin had landed a huge commit at running back or at wide receiver. They've got, we mentioned this before, Hilton's kid, T.Y. Hilton's kid's coming over.
Ooh.
And they also signed another running back recently, Harry Bortolotto Jr. His brother Grover is already on the team.
Okay.
So a couple of nice signings there for Coach Fickell and that team. Looking at the Olympics, if anybody hasn't been paying attention, Katie Ledecky is ready.
Katie Ledecky is ready, everybody. If you were a fan of swimming with Michael Phelps and you liked seeing that dominance, but you don't know the sport that well, get ready. Get ready. Get your goggles. Get a ball cap. And get ready to watch some swimming and cheer on Katie Ledecky, because she is just that good. She's that good. Just made history with the 800-meter freestyle victory at the U.S. Olympic Trials over the weekend. Our team is so good. They had to compete for the final spot. Two athletes had to compete for the final spot and raced each other to see who would go to the Olympics.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. And a late surge earned Wisconsin swimmer Phoebe Bacon spot on the U.S. Olympic team in the 200 backstroke.
Nice.
So there you go. You got a Wisconsinite going to be showing up over there. That's going to be a lot of fun, too, as we root on our locals.
I love the fact that we got all these. And, in fact, there's a male swimmer that's connected to the Moravian Church in Ohio, actually.
Cool.
So he's going to be at the Olympics this year. I find swimming boring.
Oh, yeah?
I do. I can't watch it.
I get it.
I like hearing about it afterwards, the highlights. I can't watch it. It's so boring to me.
Oh. I got to get it. I'll admit, I probably wouldn't watch as much if I wasn't such a homer and chanting USA.
There you go.
But
maybe I should try that next time.
It'd be fun. Try it. We'll meet you back here Wednesday, everybody. Enjoy your day and enjoy Rafter Baseball right here at...
This is locally grown radio.